I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Alaska organizations that provide weather information brace for possible federal cuts, and a Navajo Nation Council delegate says positive meetings were held with the Trump administration. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Alaska organizations that provide weather and environmental information to mariners and subsistence hunters are bracing for reduced funding. The cuts have not been approved, but according to a draft budget memo, the Trump administration is considering slashing more than a quarter of the funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in 2026. The Alaska Ocean Observing System is a NOAA program that provides coastal and ocean data to improve the safety of boaters, fishermen, and subsistence hunters. The executive director of the organization, Shayna Wisdom, says the proposed budget would eliminate the program. The organization's projects include supporting indigenous observers who track changes in their communities, mapping whaling trails, and monitoring harmful algal blooms. In another project, hunters in Point Hope, Utqiagvik, and Wainwright collaborated with scientists to install buoys at popular subsistence locations to track wave height. The buoys then provide real-time data via an app when it's safe to hunt. Steve White is the executive director at Marine Exchange of Alaska. The organization partnered with the program to install weather stations on vessels so that other boaters get real-time conditions from remote areas. He says losing such initiatives would be a huge hit to a state that already lacks weather reporting. If the proposed changes go through, the Alaska Observing System is unclear whether the program will have an alternative path to stay operational. Meanwhile, a Navajo Nation Council delegate is optimistic about meetings this week with the Trump administration in Washington. Brenda Jesus, chair of the Council's Resources and Development Committee, was among a group of Navajo representatives to meet with U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and staff with the White House Council on Environmental Quality and the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs for Local and Tribal Governments. Jesus says the purpose of the trip was to talk with the new administration, advocate for the committee's priorities, and urge for tribal consultation in Trump policies. The Navajo Nation, located in the Southwest, extends into Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. Topics of discussion included the Chaco Canyon land withdrawal in New Mexico, which the committee says has stalled key infrastructure for Navajo people like water, electricity, and roads. Talks included ongoing problems with abandoned uranium mines and water access as an urgent need. The visit was made about a week after Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin attended a White House event where Nigrin showed his support for boosting coal development across the U.S., an action the Trump administration is taking. Jesus says coal is a sensitive topic and the committee has not taken a position, but will be meeting on it. Jesus is one of 24 Navajo Nation Council delegates. She says the current council has 18 months left of service, and the work they're doing now is setting a blueprint. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.